Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the SEC Unfiltered platform. This is the reaction. Mark Pope is officially the new head basketball coach at his alma mater at Kentucky. I mean, I'm breaking it down for you. I'm sitting here having a cold beverage, watching the Kentucky Auburn basketball game, baseball game, excuse me. Nonetheless, randomly with Kentucky, and I'm just reading the KSR board, seeing the Twitter pop up that Mark Pope was getting interviewed, and then it just led on to it's his job. Any credible college basketball reporter, it's just his job. And you're almost sitting there. I mean, initially when I saw he was getting interviewed, I was like, all right, former Kentucky player, just a little background. He was a part of the 1996 national championship team in Kentucky. Big part of that. Current head coach at BYU. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But I thought they were just giving him, hey, this is our plan C, plan B right now, since plan A with Scott Drew and Dan Hurley didn't work out. So I thought they were just, hey, former alum, he's had some success in BYU, made the tournament twice. We'll give him a chance to interview. And then it just went – it was just like a snowball effect, just kept building up momentum, and that's who it was. They hired him. It's got a real Mike Shula-ish vibe to it initially. Again, this could all work out. Low risk hire. Interesting in today's game with NIL seeming like Kentucky's really going to pony up. I don't think Mark Pope is a bad basketball coach. I think he's a really good basketball coach. I mean, BYU competed this year in the Big 12, first year adjustment coming over. I mean, also the head coach at Utah State. He's got two tournament appearances and as many NCAA tournament wins as I have, which is zero, the big donut. So, I mean, he got to BYU in 2019-20, finished 24-8, postseason wasn't held, obviously, because of COVID. So he makes it probably that year. They finished second in the West Coast Conference. 2020, 2021, 20-7, 10-3. They lost in the first round. 21-22, 24-11, NIT, 22-23, 19-15. That was his worst year. Then this year, they lost in the first round. I mean, just going through some KenPom numbers, I was looking it up. In 2020, they were 7th in offense, 60th in defense, 13th overall. 2021, 23rd in offense, 30th defense, 20th overall. 22, 50th on offense, 70th on defense, 58th overall. 2023, 103rd on offense, 52nd on defense, 77th overall. 2024, this past year that we just wrapped up, 14th on offense, 60th on defense, 18th. Overall, those are the KenPom numbers, offense efficiency, defense efficiency, and just overall team efficiency since he's been at BYU. Just, man, it's just I don't think you had to go this route. We went on one spectrum to the other. I mean, Mitch Barnhart was about to offer someone a $100 million deal today in Dan Hurley, and he goes and hires Mark Pope in the same day. That's baffling to me. And again, this is nothing personal against Mark Pope. I've said that on social media. If you follow me on social media, if you don't, go give me the follow at Mach 10 Sports. Dave Shumate here, your host. I don't think you had to do this within a day. If not, you could for sure waited a week for Billy Donovan. But give Mitch Barnhart credit. Maybe running one of the worst coaching searches I've ever seen. Got turned down by a guy. And Scott Drew, you promised your fan base for years. That's something that stuck out to me. You kept begging Dan Hurley. He said no. Again, I mentioned the $100 billion deal. And then you panic and hire an alum that you could have hired within a week, week and a half. And there's some people like, well, you can't wait now with the portal, with it ending at the beginning of May and waiting for Billy Donovan to end his season. Remember his last regular season game Sunday, and then they go into the play-in game that they have in the NBA. So it could be another 7 to 10 days for Billy Donovan to wrap up his season tenure with the Bulls if he were to leave to go to Lexington to go be the new head coach of Kentucky. They didn't want to wait for that, obviously. Mitch Barnhart and them did not want to wait. They wanted to make a move. Same day that Dan Hurley officially told them he was not coming. Almost athletics director malpractice. And it baffles me because I feel like people out there would probably follow me. You saw me go off on Hunter Yurchik, Arkansas's AD, after he blew the Chris Beard deal last year. This guy's being a couch AD. He thinks he can call it from the couch how to hire somebody. No, I've worked in athletics departments. I know how a lot of this works. And to be honest with you, a lot of these administrators are not very bright people. They aren't. They really aren't overall know how to hire someone. They're all, and I should say, it's normally the big sexy hire. This one just kind of seemed like it was I know it wasn't like this with Mitch Barnhart, but it was almost like, screw it, we didn't get Dan Hurley. Let's just go get a guy that wants to be here in Mark Pope, former national champion here in 1996, like I brought up previously. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm sure in the opening press conference, you'll have Mitch Barnhart bring up Duke promoting John Shire when Coach K retired, and North Carolina promoting Hubert Davis when Roy Williams retired. I'm sure we'll hear about that. I'm sure that'll be brought up. But, man. Man, it's kind of baffling. We settled on this. It really is. It's kind of baffling. We settled on this. I don't think you had to go this route this early.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
I think Billy Donovan would have waited. I think he would have waited. Again, Dan Hurley was always a stretch. Nate Oates, no, he's going to stay in Tuscaloosa. You can't tell me Bruce Pearl wasn't better than this. Bruce Pearl's a massive politician now. He would have done great fundraising, helping fundraise at Kentucky. I think he would have, now the downside of Bruce Pearl, for being honest here, he's probably got 3 to 5 years left in his coaching tenure. So he's a little bit on the older side, I think 65 now. But this is better than Mark Pope. You could go get Mark Pope at any time. Chris Beer, I know he's got the off-the-field stuff, but he's coached laps around Mark Pope as a basketball coach. That's, again, nothing against Mark Pope. I feel like people are probably, you keep saying nothing against Mark Pope. At some point, it is a little personal. It's not. I don't blame the guy. He's taking this job as an alma mater. I would walk to my alma mater to coach to be the head coach of the basketball team. No doubt about it. And again, he built BYU. They were good this year. They made the tournament. Was it a 6 seed initially? But they competed in a tough Big 12 all year. He did a phenomenal job. It's not specifically that. It's just Kentucky could have made this hire in another 7 to 10 days. And they made it the same day they supposedly offered Dan Hurley $100 million to come be their basketball coach to leave UConn. It's just, I don't know. I don't know. It's like you took your ball and went home because you didn't get your initial big-time hire. That's the vibe it puts off. Not saying Mitch Barnhart meant to do that, but that's just kind of the vibe that it puts off. I mean, those were the initial names I thought about. You wait on Billy Donovan for sure. Again, Mark Pope would take this job whenever. And I get it. If you wanted to interview Mark Pope on the front end of it, hey, you're sitting on G, waiting on no. This is your job if Billy Donovan turns us down by next Friday. That's fair. So there's no waiting another 2 or 3 days. You just go announce Mark Pope after that. And like I mentioned, you can't tell me this isn't better. This is better than Bruce Pearl and Chris Beer. And this guy wouldn't even be – Mark Pope would not even be sniffing this job if he did not play at the University of Kentucky. But Kentucky fans, we'll get out of here. This is a reaction. I highly encourage you to support Mark Pope here. You gotta support him, and I know you will. Now, you may have a Matt Jones at KSR, Kentucky Sports Radio, a revolt. You may have some Tennessee-type revolt when they initially tried to hire Greg Schiano. You may have a Texas A&M revolt like they had this past year when it was announced in the middle of the night they were going to go hire Mark Stoops, coincidentally, talking about Kentucky. You may have that, but I think that can only last. You got to make your decision if you're going to go today. If you're going to go put Mitch Barnhart's feet to the fire, you got to do it within the next 24 hours. And this video is probably going to be posted in the morning. So you're less than 12 hours. You got to do it within the next day. You got to do it the next day if you want to do it. And I'm not encouraging that. I'm just saying that's just common sense. 2+2 = 4. You can't let it go too far. Because, again, once again, he is a Kentucky alum. Mark Pope is a Kentucky alum. He's one of your people. You got to buy in at some point and just let him do his thing. And it may work because I think he is a good basketball coach. They were a little undersized this year. The Cougars were at BYU. But they played a good offensive scheme. They shot well. And they played a tenacious defense. But, again, through his tenure there, going back to 19, just the efficiency, defensive efficiency, offensive efficiency just fluctuated all the time. Just a little inconsistent, high 1 year, down the next, vice versa on offense and defense. So a little inconsistent, but again, just underwhelming because you could have made this hire in 7 to 10 days waiting for Billy Donovan. Again, I don't know why he didn't talk to Bruce Pearl or Chris Beard. I mean, I get the easy answer for Chris Beard's the off-the-court stuff, but man, you're in the situation you're in, and he's a hell of a basketball coach, and that's what he's paid to do. And his other stuff's a conversation for another day. I'm not going to get into that. But, man, just like Mitch Barnhart left a lot of meat on the bone. Hunter Yurchik was the guy I was on last week. He made up for it. Well, I guess John Tyson helped him, walked him to the altar for that and essentially put him on third base to go hire John Calipari. That saved him. So he earned some good graces back in my book. Mitch Barnhart? I don't know, man. I don't know. But Kentucky fans, go support your guy. It's a low-risk hire. He wants to be there, but who doesn't want to be in Kentucky for those? I guess Scott Drew. But you're going to have to support him. I mean, you got about 24 hours to get over this, and then you got to go support the guy. You do. You just got to go support him. He's one of yours. I think he's a good basketball coach. I think Kentucky left a lot of meat on the bone, and Mitch Barnhart underachieved in this coaching search. Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. But at the same time, I don't think he's going to be an epic failure at this job, Marpo. I think he's going to have success. How much success to be determined. Really not even ready to say that. Probably get Reed Shepard back in all this because I think Mark Pope and Reed Shepard's dad played together at Kentucky. So, I mean, I think he's going to do fine. It's just not the level of coach you thought you were going to get. Let me ask you this before we get out of here. If I could tell you you could get John Calipari back, Kentucky fans, versus this, Mark Pope being your new head coach, what would you do? I'll just leave you at that. But again, guys, Mark Pope heading over from BYU, the former Kentucky Wildcat, the 1996 national champion, coming back to his alma mater. Congratulations to him and his family coming back to Lexington.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.